little follow-up from our previous hour when we were talking roses. If you're looking for, you know, a way to increase your neighborhood, you know, maybe a hedgerow of thorny bushes to keep animals separated or neighbors from not coming over, maybe.
Yeah.
But a pretty way to do it. You can go to the events tab at Rosie on the House, and we've got the Mesa East Valley Rose Society auction posted there. It's a live auction that takes you to a third-party auction website that goes on until the February 11th. But there's a lot of different ways you can use it. And when you're working with your front yard for that, you know, increase the whole neighborhood awareness, you know, dimensional landscaping really is my favorite. You know, instead of flat grass, few trees, you know, gabion walls. I love gabion walls, and there's so many different things you can do with them. A lot of times you just see one rock. You know, it's the type of wall where there's a wire frame, whether it's, you know, steel or galvanized or rebar, and there's one variety of rock. I like the ones where they have different varieties, and you can do one or multiple, and so it can look kind of like a rammed earth wall when you're done with it. They're probably one of the easier do-it-yourself type jobs.
If you're strong.
if you don't mind the amount of labor, but it'll be an expensive type of install wall because of the amount of labor. So once you have your base set, you can work with your design and your style, and it's not anything that you have to get done overnight. And you know, you look around and there's all kinds of different, you know, you can put planters in them. They use them alongside freeway walls sometimes, so they can
lighting.
Be very massive, different lighting.
Oh, boy. You can light them up, and they make that, they're just such a, with that rough surface of the welded wire and the stone, the lighting on that can create such magic shadows in the dusk hours of the evening when most people are out there walking. And on that layered front yard look, you'll know if you're getting close when the people walking your neighborhood stop and look. It's not just one more yard they're walking by. It's a real eye catcher.
And, you know, creating a space out front where you can visit and sit and have people that are walking by come and join you. And you were talking lighting, you know, your night lighting as well, just for safety of the neighborhood. Lighting is can be a big part of it, but you don't need, a glare bomb.
Glare bombs are bad. You want area lighting where you cannot see the lighting source. It's a real trick. But I'll tell you, one of the most underused lighting dimensions that I like, they call it moonscaping. And it's actually small bulbs in the tree, high in the tree, shining down through the limbs. So as you're walking, you're actually walking through the shadows of the limb structure of the tree. That's one of my all-time favorite landscape lighting schemes that you don't see very often. We tried it at the house, and maybe one of the reasons you don't see it very often is such high maintenance. Wind comes, the lamp blows out, a limb blows the bulb out. You're constantly trying to acclimate it, accommodate it, trim around it. And we actually had a tree trimmer cut ours.
I guess, too, the tree can, as it grows, it gets too high to maintain, kind of like, you know, fruit in the top of a big tree. It's hard to get to. We have inspired some people this month, though, to start thinking more about their neighborhoods. We had a nice email from Matt who said that during COVID they had decided to meet neighbors outside. And they started last year and had 15 people, and as things have gotten better, they're up to 30 and some new events. But his goal is to put a new porch on the front of the house so that they will have a designated place to gather. That's kind of a signal, hey, we're out, we're home, you know, if you're sitting out on your porch.
Absolutely. I was talking to Phoenix PD today, and they were saying just how much safer neighborhoods are when people use their front yards. Let's go to the phones. We've got another caller. We do have lines open, 1-888-767-4348. Let's see if we can call help Nancy from Sun City. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. Well, I have a question. We had a plumber out here. We live in Sun City.
Okay.
And he put a camera under the house because this was the third stoppage I've had.
Okay.
So he told me there's a lot of roots, and the cast iron piping under our house is bad. It's shot. He said we need to replace that.
Okay.
He gave me an estimate, and he told me that he'd have to put a hole in front of one of our toilets, one at the kitchen sink, and one at the laundry room sink. He didn't go into detail. I don't know if he's putting in whole new pipes or if he's using that where you pour it in,
right,
and it hardens and goes into a pipe. And I wanted to ask you, what is the best way to fix that? And if his estimate is close to what you think it would take.
How many bathrooms do you have in your home?
Two bathrooms. And he said by going to the one toilet, since the other toilet is on the wall up behind it, that you just have to do the hole there. So he said, I was lucky. I only need three holes.
And I would guess, but you don't know if he's replacing. Well, if he's just doing that, he must be lining the pipe and not replacing it. Because if he were replacing it, he'd actually be saw cutting through the middle of the house, creating trenches. I'm gonna tell you that I would guess that estimate would be something in about the $6,500 range. And I'll come back after this break, Nancy. If you can hold or just continue to listen. I'll come back with what my opinion is of that lining system. You have to be very, very careful. Stay tuned. I'll cover that right after the bottom of the hour break.